Worst drought since the 1930s. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. This is the driest first 5 months in Tennessee since 1934, and the type of national weather pattern beginning to form has not been seen since the mid-1990s. Brenda Curtis has more.
The one thing that we're very concerned about for the United States is that we've made a transition from El Nino last winter and into the early months of 2007 to the possible transition to La Nina.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey talking about the very, very dry pattern taking place east of the Mississippi River and especially in the southeast.
That means that the water that was warm in the eastern equatorial Pacific has turned cool, and that has implications for the United States weather. The most recent example was the summer of 1995. That sometimes means a transition from a wet spring to a hot, dry summer. Doesn't happen every time, but it is a frequent enough occurrence that it is a significant concern for parts of the Midwest, especially since we've planted our biggest corn crop since 1944 across the United States.
And if the dry weather continues to expand, the corn crop could suffer.
We have seen the dryness expanding from the southeast up into the Ohio Valley during May. And if that trend continues, obviously the eastern corn belt is going to start seeing some crop stress within a few weeks. So that is one thing with the transition from El Nino to La Nina possible this year. We will be watching for the potential of drought expanding and creeping up into the Midwest.
The only area of the country that has had too much rain right now is the Central Plain States. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.
All of Tennessee is suffering from drought conditions, and Monday, Senator Lamar Alexander will hold a press conference in Loudoun County to discuss the situation further. Have a great weekend and join us Monday on the TRN.